We have a very special guest here on the VIP line. His name is Michael Harrison. Now, a lot of our audience is already familiar with Mr. Harrison, but in case you are not, Michael Harrison is founder of Talkers Magazine. He's founder of Talkers Magazine. He is one of the most respected voices in all of the world of talk radio. His magazine, Talkers Magazine, is considered the Bible of talk radio. He's the founder, publisher, and editor of Talkers Magazine. His career spans more than five decades as a broadcaster, program director, and innovator. He still has a big influence and is a big leader in AM radio today. So I am very pleased and a little nervous to welcome Michael Harrison here to the show. Welcome aboard, Mr. Harrison.
Dave, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me on. I was concerned that Flight 1080 was going to be canceled or something, you know, with all the problems they're having with flights, but piloting on through, aren't you?
I am piloting on through. You know, ironically, I almost was getting stuck in the mud that almost threw me off track today, Mr. Harrison, but we're here today. I made it in. I made it through the mud, and that's a whole different story I'll tell you about. But well, I'm excited.
It brings a whole new definition to mudslinging in the talk radio era. But sorry.
Oh man. So I understand that you've been working with Gun Hill Road.
Yeah.
And this is not your first project. You've done numerous songs with these guys, haven't you?
We've been doing songs together for about 7 years now, 8 years. I've been reunited with my buddies because they're back in the studio for approximately 12 years now, making all kinds of great music. And my relationship with Gun Hill Road goes back to the early 70s when I was a rock jock in New York City and they were big album rockers. And they had hits on both FM and AM radio. And I used to be, I was one of those DJs who could play whatever I wanted to on the air. And I loved them. So I played the heck out of them and we became friends. So I have a relationship with Gun Hill Road that goes all the way back, half a century. And they're a remarkable band that after all these years, they're still making music that has relevance. And the irony of it all is that their strength, which has led them to have 500,000 plus active fans on the internet around the world at this point, their airplay and their support comes from talk radio. So we're talking about a contemporary music ensemble that has most of its airplay on talk radio, which I think is pretty interesting, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, that song mentions all kinds of topics, which we are all dealing with today. But before we get to that, though, tell me a little bit about your career as a disc jockey. Where did you play? I didn't know that part about you.
A lot of people don't know that about me. Yeah, I've been doing talk radio a very long time. But in my early days, I was I was one of the pioneers of what I guess today you call it classic rock. But classic rock is a very corporatized, vanilla, watered-down version of what used to be called progressive rock, album rock, AOR radio, album-oriented rock radio. And it was on FM when FM was revolutionary. And it's where the big, you know, the Led Zeppelins and the Grateful Deads and the Crosby, Stills and Nash and Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan, you know, I can go on and on. That's where it all came from. And we used to play it. And I rose very quickly in my youth. I was a teenager, and in my early 20s, I was already programming and disc jockeying on the biggest stations in that genre, and did that for many, many years in syndication and as a programmer, as a program director, and played a role in the evolution of music radio. So I have that background as well as my talk radio background.
Wow. How did you transition from music to talk radio?
Well, I'm halfway intelligent, so that makes you resent when they say shut up and play the records.
Right.
you figure there's got to be a way to, you know, tap into my brain here. But the transition came because back in the day, album-oriented rock radio, FM radio, the radio I described, wasn't just playing the music the way it is now. The DJs were gurus. They were influencers. They were cultural commentators. And there was a lot of talking going on. There was interviews with the artists. There was a political component to it. There was wars going on that were being protested. There was lifestyle changes. There were drugs. There was sex. There was a tremendous amount of generational controversy between the parents and the kids. And so by the time I had been doing that for 10 years, it became apparent to me that radio is best when it deals with issues, when it's more than just a jukebox. And I learned how to do that, and the generation of broadcasters that I am part of learned how to do that. And it was a very natural transition to talk radio.
It's an absolute, it's a gift. You know, it's a gift that we've been given to do talk radio, because you get to exercise your brain and you get to engage in thoughts with your community, whether that's a national community or a local community. You get to engage thoughtfully with these people.
No question. And I believe that talk radio has been the single most important element that's kept radio vital all the way here to the year 2025. Most of the media that has its roots in the 20th century is, you know, on life support right now. And it's music radio. You know, I love the idea of playing music on the radio, but the people that are the captains of industry in the radio industry haven't really respected what it takes to own the franchise of music, to be the place where people turn for music discovery and all of those things. And they've blown it. Talk radio, on the other hand, has kept radio vital, important. Actually, I think radio, not just talk radio, but radio due to talk radio, is one of the most influential platforms in America. I think that it's a bellwether of public opinion that's extremely accurate. You can tell what's going on in the world listening to talk radio. And I don't just mean conservative talk radio or news talk radio. I mean all kinds of talk radio, sports talk radio, public radio, which tends to be more moderate and left. So, I mean, all parts of the spectrum are being, represented. And you have financial radio, you have health radio, you have relationship radio, you have parapsychology radio. I mean, the radio, people talk about radio, as being on hard times, which is difficult right now for all media. But now it's quite vital, and it's because of talk radio.
I was just going to ask you about the status of talk radio, because whether or not you want to admit it, Mr. Harrison, you are certainly a big influencer in talk radio. Talkers Magazine is the or talkers.com is the website if people want to go check this out. But where do you think AM is in its stability right now?
Well, let me take a look at KSCO. KSCO is supplemented with a couple of FM stations now that bear those call letters due to some rules that have changed and some opportunities that have been given to independent radio stations of its nature. I think that AM radio is fighting a struggle for survival. But as long as AM radio puts out information and puts out conversation that's pertinent and important, people will continue to listen to it. I also think that AM has a whole function for safety and survival for the public interest. We can go off on a long discussion about that, but AM radio is not obsolete in terms of its value to the public. It gets information into places where there is no internet. It gets information to places where the internet is fragile and could easily be blown off the air. But these AM radio stations are good old analog workhorses that can get information to people when needed. And I can go on in terms of programming. There are kinds of programs that you don't hear on FM that are only on AM. So let's just say that, yeah, AM is extremely challenged, no doubt about it, but it's far from dead.
Advantages that it has are some that you mentioned, but I think another one is that it tends to be a little more real time than anything that you'll get in from a podcast or a broadcast online.
Oh, yes.
It's more real time. Yeah. It's more engaged.
I think that's a very good point. As a matter of fact, that's a major point that I should have mentioned, that one of the things that makes radio so exciting and important is that it's in real time, it is live, and it is ultimately local. You may be hearing a national show, but it's coming to you from a local licensee, mm-hmm. and it's coming through the local airwaves from a local transmitter and a local license. So the fact of the matter is live and local, which is what you and I are doing right now. I mean, you and I are doing this. If people are listening to this, we are both doing it right now. There's no script. You might be able to blow it off the air with 3 seconds or 10-second delay if something happened that was outrageously dangerous. But the fact of the matter is people sense when they're listening to us right now that this can go anywhere. Because if it went anywhere, if it were pre-recorded or it were a podcast or it was on demand, you'd know it didn't go somewhere that was too far out because you would have heard about it in the news. But when you're listening to this right now, and enjoy it, folks, because it's not something that's guaranteed to be around forever. Listening to a mass broadcast of this nature right now, live and local, there's an underlying element of excitement. You as a daily broadcaster have got to be feeling it, Dave. You never go in that studio and really feel lackadaisical about it or that it's no big deal. Isn't there a little bit of nervousness always inside your stomach?
Every day, Mr. Harrison. You know, there's not a day that goes by when I get on this microphone that I haven't done some kind of prep work, because I think I owe it to the listeners to at least care, at least for me to care about what I'm talking about. How can I expect anything from them, anything more than I'm giving it?
And you said something very interesting that I think is applicable to this discussion, and that is you prep, you're prepared. The day of going on the air and, winging it or vamping or, funny thing happened to me on the way to the station, and, those days are over. Every single molecule of airtime has value. You can't just call it in, bad pun, but you just can't do that. You've got to be prepared. People have to know that you put work into this and you're bringing them something that respects their integrity, respects their intelligence, and more importantly, respects their time.
Another advantage, I think you can call it, is that AM, when you're listening to an AM program, a talk radio program, you tend to stay a little more focused, whereas if you go online, you're going to start running into things that are mentioned on the song. You're going to run into depression, conspiracy theories, AI, social media, climate changes. All of these things are topics that are in the latest song from you and Gun Hill Road called Close My Ears. These are topics that pop up in the song. Can you tell me a little bit about the title Close My Ears? Does that have something to do with the message of the song?
Well, yeah, the old thing that, you drive by an accident and you have to look at it, it causes rubbernecking.
Right.
And then there's a point which you just want to close your eyes. Well, because we favor talk radio, even though we do respect talk media, mm-hmm. and visuals and all of that, we're still radio-centric and talkers. So we gave radio the spotlight. If I can only close my ears, you can't close your ears. You can close your eyes, but you can't close your ears. So if I can only close my ears, I would. And this is not partisan in any way. Everybody's having this problem. The left, the right, the liberals, the conservatives, the Democrats, the Republicans, everybody's going crazy with all of the noise in the media and the pressure of social media and the negativity of the news and the insincerity and the sheer incompetence of the big time media and the fakeness of the news. We all know that we're surrounded by growing corruption and scams. And so this song basically is a rant. The average person saying, if I could close my ears, I would. I just can't stand it anymore. I mean, everything is going to hell in a handbasket, and it's being exaggerated. We're being targeted. We have algorithms that keep feeding us the stuff that we are interested in but really need some escape from. As a result of this, psychological studies prove, research indicates, that young people are depressed, that people are having very negative, dark thoughts, that people are getting not just emotionally ill, but physically ill as a result of the noise and the stress and the pressure that they're facing in today's life. And I think that those of us in talk radio have to keep that in mind, that we shouldn't go vanilla. We shouldn't go classic rock. But what we should do is keep in mind that people need to be encouraged. They need to be informed. They need to be uplifted. They need to be talked to in tones and words that are accurate, not exaggerated. And that's what the song deals with. I want to do a quick shout out to Steve Goldrich, Paul, Reich, Brian Coonan, and my son Matthew B. Harrison, who is the architect of our videos, the core of Gun Hill Road, of the four of us, and Matthew, who does the video work as a video producer. These are the guys that they make me look good, and I'm really proud to be with them. Also, if anybody wants to see the video for the song, can I tell them where to go?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, closemyears.com will take you right to the video, because the video really brings it to life with zany and outrageous pictures and graphics. We put a lot into it. We're getting the rewards of that. Closemyears.com.
Closemyears.com. The song, again, is called Close My Ears by Gun Hill Road, along with Michael Harrison. Do you think that there is an overload of information? Because that's one of the topics mentioned in that song. One of the interesting things about that song is all the things that you mentioned. It's hard to listen to that song and not say, yes, that's true. That I get it. I understand. I feel the same way. It connects. I think it'll connect with almost anybody who listens to the lyrics. Do you think that there is an information overload?
I think there is an overload, too much information, no question. But I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. What we need to do is we need how to moderate it in our own lives, and not just sit in front of the television or sit in front of the talk radio day and night, you know, looking for another shot of dopamine when they tell us something that our side is winning. You know, a lot of people just want to hear what they want to hear. And a lot of media just tells them what they think they want to hear. They're afraid the audience will get angry if they tell them the truth, or if they go against the party line, whatever that might be. I mean, there's so much polarized hatred going on right now in politics that it's nauseating, and it literally is nauseating. So information overload comes from the fact that all day long you're getting notifications on your smartphone. You're under constant social pressure for social media. People are BSing each other in their personal lives, as well as the big institutions, big business, big pharma, big tech, big religion, big media. I mean, it doesn't stop. Insurance companies are out to get us. The banking industry is out to get us. Institutions that we used to look at as being supportive, we don't trust them anymore. And that's part of what this information overload is all about. It's a technological thing as well as a sociological thing. And we're going through a transition. Our generation, no matter how old or young you are, we are living through an amazing evolution in which the technology is changing so quickly. It's also changing, as technology does, it's changing our sociology on a level that people don't know if the ground they're standing on is firm enough to build a future. And that's what's going on right now.
Mr. Harrison, as a broadcaster, podcaster, recording artist, how do you decide the appropriate thing to talk about? You know, myself, I would like to avoid politics as much as possible because it is so divisive and it brings out the worst in people. But it's also, it's a staple of talk radio. It's what talk radio is. It's a big part of it. How do you decide before you go on a show what is right to talk about?
One, know what you're talking about. In other words, learn your topic, understand and study what's going on in the world so that you're not just an idiot talking to idiots. That's one thing. But I think okay. the most important part of the answer, and I'll be quick, is be true to your heart and be sincere. Do not endeavor to deceive. You can be wrong, but if you're wrong, admit it when you have new evidence. Don't double down on falsehoods because of your pride, your ego, or your pandering to people so that you can make an extra buck. That's the answer.
Oh man, I love that answer. That was raw. That's exactly the way it is. Absolutely. And Mr. Harrison, I want to thank you for joining us. Do you mind if I play this song as we go out and finish it in its entirety before we go to the commercial break?
I would be honored, and it's been an honor to be with you. And Dave, some of your questions were fabulous. I mean, this is obviously a passionate topic for me, and I'm coming away from this conversation saying, wow, that guy is really good. So thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. That was Michael mm-hmm. Harrison. He has a new song with Gun Hill Road. We're going to listen to this as we head out to the break. This song is called Close My Ears. Listen to the topics. It's pretty heavy. I think it'll relate to everybody who takes a second to listen to the lyrics. When we get back, we'll be hanging out with Chris Spencer. This is AM 1080, KSEO Santa Cruz, Flight 1080. We'll be right back.
Experts predict an economic crash.
Shut them up. Stop hearing.
Stock up on survival supplies.
If I could block out all the noise, would I feel so joy? I'm not sure I could. I turned it on today. It's so hard to look away.
Teenagers are depressed.
All that breaking news, it just gives me the blues. For years they had me.
Anxiety is on the rise.
The truth is overlooked. I should turn it off, I know. But it just won't let me go. If I could close my eyes, I would.
Conspiracy theories run amok.
Finally stop seeing for good.
Americans don't know what to believe.
I wish they'd leave me alone. Get off the grid. Too much information clogging up my brain. And I can't change the station. It's driving me insane. If I could close my mind, I would.
AI is taking our jobs.
The commentary so is understood.
Social media is rotting our brains.
I'm pretty sure my house is flooded. I cut the cord, pull the plug, and live in the woods.
Global climate change takes its toll on humanity with violent storms, floods, droughts, and wildfires. Our water supply is increasingly polluted. American student grade achievement levels are being eclipsed by foreign countries. Idiots walk among us. Makes me crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm Michael Harrison, back with much more in a moment.